I was reading, I was under the impression that Paul Romanoff, Tsar at the time, was personally interested in the welfare of the Indians.
Who was?
The Tsar. The Russian Tsar.
I'm not sure at that level, but there is a protocol that a document that we have from von Engel. He was the governor of Alaska, or the overseer of all the Russian American companies. And he made a decree, if you will, that the native population would be treated in kind and to be treated fairly and not to cause mayhem. And because it was troublesome as well. And so why do it and leave a good name? And that was what the Russian American company lived with. And but I don't know that it went to the level of the Tsar.
You mentioned that the Burr building was still there in 1880 for a photograph, but that the Russians had left in 1841.
Right.
The Burr.
So what happened to it?
What was it doing for that?
Well, the 1906 earthquake did damage a lot of structure, but we aren't sure what happened to the warehouse, because we don't have a picture of that in ruin. We have a picture of all the other buildings in ruin, except the Rochev house. But the warehouse, I know a lady, an elder of the community who just passed away a couple years ago, that when she was young went to a dance party there.
In the building?
In that building.
So that was my real question, which was from 1841 to 1880 to 1906 or so. What did they use it for? They used it for...
And that was after... So not, I'm saying she's not 120 years old.
Correct.
Let me clarify. She was like in her early 80s, and she went to that building in the 1930s, and they had barn dances there.
So it was a...
So it was there, but we don't... I don't know. What happened to... I don't know.
But
we don't know.
It was converted to a community building or some...
They had dances in that building. The Kuskov House, which is the second largest building at the Ross Colony, was taken down by Sutter. In fact, the redwood from the fencing and the buildings, some of the buildings at Sutter's Fort is made with redwood from Fort Ross. That's why he got it. In fact, he wanted the redwood to build his place, and when he ran out of that, that's why the sawmill in Coloma was made, because oak is very hard wood. And then that's when they discovered gold, which was his downfall. So. The future of Fort Ross, I just want to say a couple things. We do a lot of study in archaeology. This is back in the 80s, but it's just an example. We do a lot of research at Fort Ross. Fort Ross is one of the most unique parks in California, and I know I work there, but it is. And we are still finding documents in Russia. We had received recently a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities to look at the archival records in the naval records in Moscow. And we have a new book coming out showing maps and different aspects that the Russians collected. So they did even more than what we have right now. And we're moving forward. We, State Parks is on, I can't even tell you about our budget. I don't even want to. It's very... sad. But we still are doing a lot of work. We're just going forward. We find grants. We're finding funders. Who will help us? And we have a lot of attention this year, which is really wonderful. So we're getting a lot done. And so there is a bright future for Fort Ross. And it will always be a state park. We're not going to sell it off. It will always be protected. So any other questions or comments? Yes.
Parking on the 25th.
Yeah, scary.
Be there at 5 in the morning.
Well, if you're there at 8:30 or 9, you'll be fine. And I would really say to get there early. We will open up the parking at the reef and shuttle people like we're going to do for the Fort Ross Bicentennial weekend. So we're expecting more than that for the weekend. And don't worry, it's not elbow to elbow. There's so much room and so much going on, you won't know it. Really, you won't feel it. The parking is going to be, we're going to encourage carpool, and for carpooling we're giving a discount, and just the same that they're going to do at that weekend.
And what will the price be for this?
I'm not sure. The church is going to set the price. And they want it very reasonable.
Yeah, I believe that last I
normal gate fee?
No.
Oh.
That's not the normal. The gate fee is $8.
$8.
And then $20 for the, it's not like the money's going to the church. The money's going to a Fort Ross fund, the upkeep of Fort Ross.
Of the church, though. Only the church.
Yeah, right, right. Uh-huh. Of the church. The and plus all the expenses to put it on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, they've got to get insurance, they've got to get the tents.
And all kinds special
of
monitors. And
yeah, there's all kinds of fees.
So, yeah, it's a, so, think a $20 extra, but that's a per car, it's not person.
No, yeah,
so put lots of people
car
in the car. And again, that money is going to go to a fund to support the chapel, which is a
and
very
pay,
good thing.
And pay the fees.
And pay the fees. Yeah, I'm going to end on this with this. I know you can't see this too well, but these are artifacts that Voznesensky collected. And since we just kind of celebrated his day yesterday, I wanted to highlight him a little more. Ilya Voznesensky came in 1841 to Fort Ross because they were selling. And he wanted to do, he like jumped the next ship and said, I've got to get to Fort Ross to do some collecting, ethnographic and natural history. And this is some of the ethnographic. This is some of the artifacts of the Kashaya Coast Miwok regalia. And it's in St. Petersburg today. Maybe you've heard that. It's at the Kunstkamera Museum. And we are going there in a Fort Ross expedition with some Kashaya members who have never before agreed to go. And they're going because it's the bicentennial, and we've done so much with them to build our partnership that they're very excited. So Russia is really excited to welcome them, and they actually are going to be, which is political, but they're going to be introduced in the Duma as the first Kashaya of Fort Ross, introduced as first people of Fort Ross. It's amazing. That's a historic moment for us. So we're moving forward. We're doing a lot of good things, and it's an amazing history. There's a ton of information on the web if you're ever interested, or the bookstore. Come to the park. Come see us there. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're getting funding from Chevron. Chevron, and we're getting, you know, there's oil in Russia, and Chevron is a part of that. So what's happened is that the Russian General Consul, the Russian General Consul, Vladimir Vinokurov, he is such a good man. I've known a lot of them and haven't been close to them, and I've been at Fort Ross for 21 years. He really saw the need to get some funding to Fort Ross, and he brought the ambassador out twice to say, look at this park, look at this history, look at what's going on here, we need help. The ambassador went back to Russia and said, look, you guys are going to help. You have a lot of money, you're going to help this park. And he kind of pinpointed, and I don't know how that works in Russia. I wouldn't want to be under the thumb of the ambassador, but he did that. And he said to Chevron, you know, you're a company there, and you're a company here, you're going to support Fort Ross. He also told Renova. Renova created a Fort Ross Foundation. They support a lot of our work.
The Russian ambassador to the United States?
The Russian ambassador, Kislyak, Honorable Kislyak, who is in Washington, D.C., went back to Russia and said, we need your help. And he did that.
I'll speak for the first step.
Okay, good. Excellent. So, yeah, we're getting the attention that way. Any other questions? Well, I want to make a suggestion, too, that I would love, if you ever want Kashaya to come here and talk to you. They are really wanting to do outreach, too, and for you to know them. They're in Sonoma County. There's a Kashaya, 851 people are registered Kashaya. And they do have a reservation, but they also live in around Sonoma County, in Santa Rosa mostly. And that's where their tribal offices are, Santa Rosa.
Where is their reservation?
It's at Stewart's Point.
Stewart's Point.
But if ever, you know, you wanted to know them and meet them, they are very good presenters, and they would come and talk to you. and just to get to know you. So, yeah.
I know that the Miwoks were along the coast here, and maybe there were some Pomo.
Well, Pomo is the same word for Kashaya. Kashaya, Pomo is in the language grouping of Pomo. Kashaya is in the language grouping of Pomo. And that is a language grouping, but the individual tribal name is Kashaya.
Second point is this. I would suspect that the native Indians here tended to be less alcoholic than others because their culture wasn't destroyed. Is that true?
Hardly. Today, they've had a lot of damage, and they have depression, and they, you know, have a lot of society things that we deal with in our own world, you know, that they are trying to find themselves. And they still feel very solid, though. And I think they have less of it, maybe, than others. And others have been destroyed because of alcoholism and different things, and they have fallen apart. Kashaya are still a very strong people. And they have their language. When you lose a language, you lose your people. And they have that, and that's very strong to them. So, yeah. They actually try to live, I mean, they're, you know, live very contemporary, but they also have their memory. They know who they are. And I think that's really powerful for them. So I'm going to hang out and stay for a while. So I know that I went way over. Thank you for your time and your interest.
Way under.
Way under? Should I go another hour?
You're right
in there
with
all right,
you.
Good, thank you.
What do you want to do with these?
Yeah, I was going to have a few of you read more of your cards. Why don't you read your card?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have Mikhail Tikhonov.
Oh, he's amazing.
A Russian born about 1789. In 1806, at age 17, he received a scholarship to the Academy of Arts in St. Petersburg. He received a gold medal for the painting The Shooting of Russian Patriots by the French in 1812. Because he was a serf, he was not able to receive the medal. He finished schooling in 1815, and in 1817 he traveled on a round-the-world voyage with Golovnin and the sloop
Kamchatka.
Yep. 43 paintings exist of this voyage in a museum in Russia, although there may be more. Five of these paintings are of California Indian people. He did a full face and profile of each person. He was very careful in portraying their clothing, ornamentation, tools, and lifestyles of these people. Back in Sitka, he became very sick. He lived another 40 years, although he never painted again.
Yeah, he was an amazing painter and ethnographer, and these are the earliest. This is a man called Balthazar, and this is a Coast Miwok from the Bodega region, and he agreed to get painted. He was very excited about it. And you can see a front view and a side view, which for ethnographic reasons is really important, and he did that in detail. And so this is the very first drawing of a Coast Miwok, and they honor this drawing today. So the Russians again contributed in that way. And Tikhonov also, this is a Coast Miwok woman. Sorry, she's not fully clothed. And this is of a home that was depicted of the home. And so he did some amazing, amazing work. Did anyone else want to read their card? I don't want to deny you that. We do this with the kids, although they don't have a card, but they study it in class. So when they come to Fort Ross, they are that person. In fact, they don't answer to any other name. And we build a colony based on this, and it's very interesting. And I think just to let you know, like the cemetery work just happened about 18 years ago. Kalibnikov was discovered 17 years ago. The census records only 15 years ago. So it's amazing, again, the research that's been going on and that we have now. We're still learning. So again, thank you. All right, thank you very much.